and the Irish language movie Kneecap about the West Belfast band of the same name is Ireland's selection for the Oscars, which means it's our submission for the shortlist that will be announced in December. Now, there's an awful lot of excitement about this movie, and Áine Moriarty from the Irish Film and Television Academy will tell us why in a moment. But first, here's a clip from Kneecap the movie, which is released in cinemas here next Thursday.
Speak English.
Lower Gaelic.
Gach fuckle Gaelic a lorature.
Shepiller, Skater, or
Now, Kneecap don't hold back on the bad language in both languages, as you see in the movie. On their website, they say, whether you understand half of what they're saying or not, you won't want to miss them. Well, here's how the three members of the trio, Mowgli Bap, Machara, agus DJ Provy, reacted to their being considered for the Oscars.
How much fear away going with your tea Oscar wins? Going to mean a while ago, if that's an Oscar. They haven't given us the actual Oscar yet, but say it's in the post.
We know.
Okay, it's not only a film that's in Irish, but a film about the Irish language in the north of Ireland, where I think maybe a lot of people wouldn't know much about the Irish in the north and the movement there and the people in the community. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to showcase that, especially in America, where I think some people think that Irish is English with a funny accent.
Áine Moriarty from the Irish Film and Television Academy is on the line. Talk to us about this selection of the Kneecap movie, Áine. There's a huge buzz about Kneecap. There's a huge buzz about the movie. Does it deliver?
Well, absolutely. Good morning to you. We're delighted, and this morning we're announcing Kneecap as from IFTA selection to represent Ireland at the Oscars, next Oscars. We know that on Colleen Kuhn, if you can recall, 2 years ago, did so well. It was the most beautiful Irish language film, and it got nominated for an Oscar. So it went all the way. And we would hope, really, that this will go all the way as well, that Kneecap will. It's fantastic. It is very, very different.
Yes, different, and harder to think of anything more different from Colleen Kuhn, apart from the Irish being in common. The LA Times, how would you describe Kneecap to people who don't know them? LA Times says they're like an early Eminem.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a little bit like the early train spotting. A lot of, I'll straight up with you, it's a new kind of cinema. And the fact that Irish and English are meddled in there together, it's a real representation of the youth in Northern Ireland right now. They're telling their stories. For us, we remember Martin Scorsese gave an IFTA masterclass here with us in Dublin, and he said to the audience, a big audience that we had of our members, saying, tell your own stories, look around you, tell what's around you. And he said, now it's your time, you go reinvent cinema. And I think these guys, Rich Pepiat is the writer and director. He's an Englishman who came to Northern Ireland, married an Irish woman. Now he's an Irish man. He's got an Irish passport. But he saw this band on the ground. He saw what was happening. And he wrote this story and he directed something really, really different. And it's absolutely brilliant.
And Michael Fassbender plays a role in it as well. Roughly, tell me about his role and sketch out the plot.
Well, Michael is, you know, his past, he's meddled up perhaps in the IRA. The young generation in the story are trying to find their way through a path after all the violence and what has happened. And one of the young rappers, his father is Michael Fassbender, who's still on the run, and the police are searching for him. Michael brings a brilliant role to the centre of this. Obviously, Michael is top player, Oscar, Hollywood level, our own man. And I think what he delivers in the middle of this real authentic style and flair to this. And it's a smaller role, but it's pivotal to what the storyline is.
You mentioned Trainspotting, you mentioned Eminem. How big a campaign do you... I mean, they say it's the Oscars in the post. Do they have a point, do you think?
Well, they're bold and they're bright sparks. And they're as well. You have to aim high and you have to have vision and imagination and be inspired by what is out there already in Hollywood. They know they can do it. I think what Rich Pepiette has done with this film is extraordinary. I think everyone, you have to go see this with an audience in the cinema, because the laughter, it is just so funny. Yes, it's bold. Yes, there's bad language. But, you know, we've seen all this before in other ways, but we've never seen it like this. What they do, the music is at the core, the rap music. And Irish, to hear the Irish language being brought to the screen, and it's universal. The story they're telling about, you know, indigenous languages, you know, probably going into extinction unless the youth embrace it and bring it back. And that's what they're doing in their style, in their own way. And it's superb.
Now, the Oscar audience, it can be quite conservative at times, the Oscar voters. So how tough a campaign, what do you do from here on in to try and get those votes?
Yes, we'll be reaching out. We'll be working with them all the way. They're opening in the States, in the US cinemas this weekend. We'll support them in the campaign. We're out early. We're out actually within the same day or two that we came out with on Colin Kuhn. So we're at the very start of the campaign, so that they're in the story from very early. As we go towards the end of the year, coming up to the 17th of December, when decisions are made for the shortlist, the first shortlist is down to 11. We're going to be reaching out to all of those members, making sure that they're aware of, not that they'll probably see these guys coming from a distance, they won't miss them, but we'll make them aware of getting into the cinema and seeing this film, and making sure that they have a great crack at the Oscar. Look, I know in the past, the Academy has been conservative, but when you see films like, you know, Parasite, winning, that's the success, and that's what can happen here.
Well, good luck to them and to you with that campaign. Áine Moriarty from the Irish Film and Television Academy, and Kneecap, the movie in cinemas from Thursday.